श्री परमात्मने नमः। व्हाट शुड बी द एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स दोज पीपल हु आर अनप्लेजेंट टू मी ड्यू टू डिफरेंट रीजंस? दे आर इम्पोलाइट और रूड और अनफेयर टू मी। Should I anyway go on having communication with them? Well, when you come across people who appear to you as impolite or rude, never become impolite or rude yourself, never. That is your test. They are impolite or rude, you remain calm and polite. That's one thing. This is the effort to be made by every seeker. In fact, one should be thankful in the heart to the impolite person that the impolite person is giving you a chance to evolve. He or she is impolite, you remain polite, with courtesy and politeness behave. That's one thing. You will grow very fastly if you follow it. It's so easy to be impolite with an impolite person. It is so easy, everybody generally does it. Somebody behaves with us rudely, we also. Somebody is angry, we are also angry. This is not the strength, the real strength. The real strength lies. The real strength lies in that what was said centuries ago by one of the greatest on earth, Jesus Christ. The real strength lies there. If somebody slaps you on the left cheek, turn the right. Very difficult, but this is the path. We have to control our own reaction. When it comes from inside on account of the behavior of other persons, we have to control. That should be there. And this one quality of self-control is of such a great value, I tell you, it can save the destruction of many families. If a research is made on the great problem of divorce, it will be found out that a large number of divorces happen just on trifles, small things. You don't care for me what I am doing, and you are doing always what you like. Hell with you. And the person, another person, I'll say, hell with you also. Okay. I can't live with you. I also can't. Okay, let us go to the court. Finish. Oh, this is general. In many cases. Many homes are broken. And lives become completely useless, destroyed for small things. I know it. Very small things. If only one of the either partners could be more patient, more tolerant, life would be different. Completely different. That heartbreaking event of divorce could have been avoided. So, when others provoke us, you don't get provoked. That is the test of your self-control. What to do in such a case, when the situation comes? Sometimes I give you some small hints also, or small techniques also. The final problem will be solved by self-realization, always. All problems solved. But up to that time, there are certain techniques, small, they also help. As in the medical profession, they say, temporarily you may have this painkiller, later on I am treating you. It will take time. Curing you completely of the disease is likely to take a long time, but for the time being, have this pill, the headache will not be there. Like this. So something like that. Whenever such situation comes, there is a conflict with anybody in the family, husband, wife, daughter, sister, mother, anybody. One method is, if you have to try for it in the beginning, one method is, as soon as you feel angry yourself, lengthen your breath consciously. Lengthen. You will feel the situation can be avoided. You will not react violently. Because breathing and thoughts are interconnected. There are other methods also, but they will not be convenient or may not be possible or may appear as something crazy to people. For example, they say sometimes, if you are very much angry, have a glass of water or not a situation. How it can be in the office? You angry, water searching. That is not. But this breath, for example. Another is there, if you have a mantra, you start repeating it in the mind. It helps at once. Remember the guru. It helps. The energy starts coming to you immediately. Certain things are there. But when you find a person impolite or rude, that is your test. You don't become rude and impolite. Better would be you become more polite. Then now there will be a problem. Some people consider politeness as weakness. And they try to exploit also. For that, sometimes you have to show, no, I'm not weak. Sometimes. As regards, should I have communication with them? Be liberal. Have a talk. Such a person was impolite. Forget. And remember that sometimes you are also impolite. Then why to have a knot in your heart against the person? And you stop speaking, communicating. It happens between the husband and wife several times. In the morning there was something, scuffle, something crisscross. After 1 hour, oh honey, how are you? Oh, I'm okay, all right, forget. Like that. Forget the things. Life will be better.